AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. I'm Sean McRoy filling in for John once again. But let's look at today's top stories. Car sales in the largest market in the U.S. are off to a good start this year. According to the California New Car Dealers Association, sales in the Golden State are up 5.4% in the first quarter. Dealers expect to sell around 1.8 million new vehicles in the state this year. But interestingly, even in California, hybrids are struggling to sell. As we've reported, hybrid sales are falling nationwide. And in California, their market share has fallen from about 7% in 2013 to 6% this year. Sales of plug-in hybrids and pure electric vehicles are up in California, suggesting that hybrid owners are just migrating to these new segments. Jeep is the fastest growing brand in the state, but the Japanese brands continue to dominate in California, accounting for nearly half of all new car sales in the market. And in other sales news, sales of medium and heavy-duty trucks were up in April. Wards reports that commercial truck sales were up over 11% compared to a year ago. And through the first 4 months of this year, sales are up 13%. This is a good sign because heavy-duty truck sales traditionally point to where the economy is heading. The 2015 Chrysler 200 is off to a good start as well. The company received 10,000 orders the first day it was available, and the total is now close to 20,000, which will allow the company to run its Sterling Heights assembly plant, where the 200 is built, at full capacity through mid-July. While the new 200 is having a strong start, the company's other midsize sedan, the Dart, is struggling. Through April, just over 22,000 Darts have been sold, a drop of nearly 30% compared to a year ago. While Tesla is close to breaking ground on its first Gigafactory, but company CEO Elon Musk says there will be a need for a whole lot more of these $5 billion facilities. He says the need for low-cost lithium-ion batteries and power storage will require hundreds of the factories. By 2020, just one gigafactory could produce more lithium-ion batteries than were produced worldwide in 2013 and reduce the cost of lithium-ion cells by 30%. Last year, Honda announced it was getting back into Formula One, supplying engines for McLaren. And now, the automaker will be the official engine supplier to a new professional racing series called Formula Lights. The series' aim is to develop young professional drivers and will use the automaker's 2.4-liter four-cylinder unit called K24. Formula Lights will race at select events this year, with a full schedule of events planned for next year. Coming up next, a look at how Visteon is making it easier for drivers to keep their eyes on the road.
The new Sonata from Hyundai.
Last month, we showed you a human-machine interface concept from automotive supplier Visteon that features gesture recognition and 3D graphics. The company is also developing another HMI concept for use with autonomous vehicles. Here's a video Visteon put together to explain how it works.
The HMI demonstration has camera systems in it. This could be a technology that could be used to transition as we move towards piloted vehicles or automatic controlled vehicles. What we're doing is using eye tracking to take eye gaze information and head position information and feed that into the instrument cluster and the center stack display. So we're using it to control the human-machine interface in the vehicle. The primary focus right now is to minimize the eye movement from the road so that you're keeping your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. We put the controls in the steering wheel, and as we look at the items on the screens, we can select it with our eyes and make a quick selection on a steering wheel control and get fast response time. By looking at these different icons in here, I can move into, for example, an iPod selection and select a different song from an iPod. I can go back to the home screen. I can take a look at my map. see where I'm at on a destination. I can zoom in on that map or zoom out to a new location by looking at it. I can go back in, check my climate control, adjust temperature. Most of the eye tracking systems in the past have been primarily safety oriented. This is using it as an HMI control, so we could add safety features to it later, but the technologies like eye tracking coming into play, several companies are showing it, like, you know, for game control and things. It's a very fast response time, and so we're seeing those types of new user interfaces come in. The cost of cameras are getting cheaper. It's easier to integrate them now. They're getting smaller, and so we see that that is where the user interface opportunity is moving in that kind of direction, to add those new capabilities. There's going to be a movement over time, and one of the things we see is that we're going to have to know, is the driver ready to take control if the vehicle's in control? So we see a lot of these different technologies that we're trying to incorporate on that roadmap as we move forward to these visions of autonomous driving.
Wow, that's pretty cool stuff. Hey, we've got a great Autoline After Hours plan tonight. Here's co-host Gary V with a preview of this evening's show.
Hi, it's Gary Vassilash, Autoline After Hours tonight. We're going to be talking about why I'm standing here in downtown San Francisco, and the answer is we've been driving the Volkswagen Golf and the GTI. We'll be talking about that, as well as a special guest in the studio, Jim Campbell from General Motors. He runs performance cars and racing for the corporation. He'll be in the studio, and he's bringing along a Corvette. So see you later. Just a few minutes. Autoline.tv, 6 p.m. tonight. Watch it.
Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks for watching, and have a great day.